document experts are challenging the authenticity of records that allegedly cast doubt on President Bush's military service. Earlier this week, the CBS News magazine 60 Minutes reported it had obtained the previously unseen documents. Day to Day's Eric Kneeler sorts through the claims.
On Wednesday night, CBS's Dan Rather said that his program had obtained personal files written by Colonel Jerry Killian. He was President Bush's squadron commander in the Texas Air National Guard. The memo stated that Mr. Bush refused orders to take a physical exam and that the commander was being pressured by his own superiors to write positive evaluations of Mr. Bush. Killian, who died in 1984, had previously written glowing reviews of Mr. Bush.
But 60 Minutes has now obtained a number of documents we are told were taken from Colonel Killian's personal file. Among them, a never-before-seen memorandum from May 1972, where Colonel Killian writes that Lieutenant Bush called him to talk about how he can get out of coming to drill from now through November.
A later memo, written in 1973, stated that Killian felt pressured to, quote, sugarcoat Mr. Bush's performance evaluation, even though Mr. Bush had missed months of training and had been grounded for skipping the physical. Rather did not say where he got the records, but he said that they were originals.
We consulted a handwriting analyst and document expert who believes the material is authentic.
Now, however, the Washington Post and Weekly Standard are reporting that independent document experts doubt the authenticity. For one thing, they say the typeface is different. It looks more like something written by a word processor than a typewriter from the early 1970s. Richard Polt is a philosophy professor and typewriter expert at Xavier University who reviewed copies of the records on a website.
I'm 99% sure that this was produced with a word processor. Killian died in 1984. I suspect that in 1984, you still wouldn't have PCs that would produce copy that looks like this.
Polt says there is one kind of machine that could have produced the records at the time. It was a Verityper, which was used to produce books and magazines.
I think it's not completely out of the question, but somebody would have to go to a lot of trouble to do that, and it doesn't seem very plausible that in a private memo to himself, somebody would have a Verityper lying around.
Yesterday, a CBS spokesperson said that it stands by its original story, but Polt and other experts say CBS should release the original documents and let them take a closer look. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.